is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Thursday, April 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 4-4-24. Yes, we're excited. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. This segment brought to you by the upcoming Party. It's going to be a fantastic event. Saturday, May the 11th in Posen. At the Posen Community Center, we are going to have rock star patriot Mark Farner in person, the former lead guitar singer songwriter of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. He is going to be the keynote speaker. He's got a great patriotic message lined up for the folks that will be attending. Great meal. We're going to have candidates there. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's coming. Josh Saul from the 1st Congressional District, primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman. Todd Smallenberg, if you haven't met him yet in person, he'll be there. This is going to be a great event. A lot of items being secured for the silent auction. We are going to have a live auction with Sheriff Joe Brubaker. They're going to have a couple of rifles, I believe, there. It's going to be a fantastic evening. You need to give Darren Darga, he is the treasurer for the Presque County Republicans, give him a phone call to get your tickets. His number is 231-489-9254. Text me PI, and I'll text you a clickable, dialable link. You just click on it, call Darren. He'll take your information over the phone. You can pay by credit card over the phone or mail him a check. As soon as he gets your check, he'll mail your tickets. No sales at the door. They need a head count the week prior to because they are catering this event with some fantastic. I mean, this food tastes like it's grandma's homemade. Fantastic event, fantastic food, great time. The music, it's going to be phenomenal. Now, Mark Farner is not going to play publicly. I've had a couple people ask if he's going to be playing. No, he will not. His contract with his band and his agent will preclude him from playing live at the event, but we will have a sound system there, and we will be playing some of his songs. Absolutely going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. Saturday, May the 11th. We're just over a month away, but actually May 4th, a month from today, will be the cutoff for the tickets. So you've only got 4 weeks to plan, but the sooner the better. This may be a completely sold-out event. We are excited. We've got people coming from all over the listening area. I've gotten text messages, PIs. Everybody has texted me, PI, sent them the flyer and Darren's phone number, 231-489-9254. It's going to be a fantastic event. We're going to raise money. This is their annual Reagan Day fundraising dinner. And we're going to raise money to get good Republicans elected once and for all in Presque County. Darren Darga's running for clerk. We've got new county commissioners that are running, new school board members in Ottaway. We're excited. We're excited. Come be a part of it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Ottawa, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that low light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome on into the show. This is the second segment of our number one. We're going to be adding Rich Foley in. He's got a big announcement to make regarding Generac. We're excited to have him as a sponsor, and he's helping people across Michigan with their backup generators, their whole house systems. We're going to add him into the show right now because we actually lost power at the home studio yesterday. That was the first segment of the show yesterday, and we had a problem with that. We weren't sure that we had everything ready to go. So we actually had to get the portable generator out, got it ready to start up, and the power came back on. And it's like, I looked at Vicky and I said, is this a God thing or what? So Rich Foley's joining us on the line right now. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. I was going to just tell you a quick story is that I used to be in the photo industry years ago, and there was a process called Kodachrome for slides.
Sure.
And these people had invested over $2 million to be able to process this film in Los Angeles. And they bought a big commercial generator, and they spent over $500,000 on the generator so that if the power went off, it wouldn't ruin the film that was being developed.
Oh, yeah.
And so the power went off after they put all this in and were doing this, and it ran for about 3 minutes, and it shut off. And they ruined all the film that was in the machine. And the culprit at the end of the day was, after they installed it, they didn't order the gas for the storage tank.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. That's funny.
So, no matter how you plan, it's pretty amazing. But today I wanted to mention that Generex has come out as of Monday with a promotion of giving a 7-year warranty, $775 value, if you to people that purchase their units before May 7th. And so that's a great deal. And if you're on the fence about doing something, you want to take advantage of this right away and call me, and I'll get out there and give you a quote, and we'll make sure you get that extra 7-year warranty. So that's a big deal.
Absolutely it is. And Generac, again, this is a whole house generator. It's not the portable unit like I was scrambling when the power went out to go out to the garage and pull out the portable, filled it with gas, wheeled it over, plugged it in, ran downstairs to the circuit breaker panel. No sooner got ready to flip the switch manually to turn off Great Lakes Energy and to run it on the generator, and the power came back on. And it was like, Vicky, this is just insanity. But, we have a problem, a particular issue structurally at our house. And this is something why people need to call you, have you come out. Our house was built, Rich, in 2011. And about 5 years later, 2016, they added a golf cart garage. And the golf cart garage at the time was built too close to the electric meter. There's literally like only 2 feet, 2.5 feet. I have to turn sideways to walk between the garage, the attached garage, and the golf cart garage. And
you're lucky you lost the weight, else you wouldn't have made it on there at all.
I know, exactly, right? Well, I had a representative, this is, when we bought the house, come out and take a look at it for a backup generator, a Generac. And he said, I'm sorry, sir, but we can't install one here. And I'm like, really? Why? And he said, because you have to have 5 feet of an air gap, free air surrounding your electric meter as a backup generator system to be able to be installed on your meter. And you don't have that airspace that's required by the National Electric Code. The NEC has this code in there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to go with the portable backup. And, it's a 12 kW. It handles the whole house. I turn off all the ancillary things that don't need to be running. But the bottom line is, what a pain in the butt. And then the other night, when was that? 2 nights ago, our house flickered where it just went out and then came right back on. Now, in that scenario, the Generac would not have enough time to kick on. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, it turns on after 30 seconds of no power.
30 seconds.
And then it runs for 5 minutes after the power came back on, in your case, Great Lakes Electric, to make sure that it's going to continue running.
So it's a good source of power.
The main thing is that, you know, you're investing in your house, okay? It's just like people are not buying a generator. They're buying an investment for their house. It's just like putting a roof on your house, all right? I feel that everyone needs a generator to protect them, especially as we get older. And I can tell you, the time to say, oh, I better call Rich, is not when you're sitting in the dark for the next 3 days. And it's going to happen. Because I can tell you, it's happened to me. It's happened to everyone.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, and the thing is that, you know, I can tell you that when my mother-in-law lived with us and before she passed away, you know, she had all sorts of medical equipment running and stuff. What do? You know, you don't want to see a person die because we don't have any power, you know?
Right. Yep. Well, one of the other biggest things that I think people are looking at is this potential hot, humid summer that they're saying we're going to have. We're heading back into a new 11-year cycle, and it's going to get pretty much back to normal, starting with a hot summer and then a cold, brutal, a lot more snow than we had this year, winter. And they're saying that the demands that are going to be put on the electric grid, even though they haven't sold that many electric vehicles, but they've turned off Palisades, the nuclear power plant over there on Covert, Michigan. That's in the process of coming back online, but it's still a year and a half, 2 years away. The additional problem that they have is a lot of the hydro dams and even a couple of coal power plants have been shut down, decommissioned under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They're questioning, Rich, whether or not Michigan is going to have enough power on the electric grid come, you know, June, July, August, when we start getting hot 90-degree, 95-degree weather, 90% humidity. They're questioning whether or not we may be entering into brownouts during the day when people have their air conditioning running. High noon gets hot out. People run the air even if they're not at home. And they're saying we could see brownouts. And this Generac system senses those brownouts and treats it basically as a power outage. Am I correct in that statement?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, and I can tell you, a lot of people travel, you know, especially if you're retired, you know, you might go see your kids for the weekend or for a week. And, you know, the worst thing to do is come home and find out that you had no power while you were gone and everything in your freezer was rotten and in your freezer it smelled like someone had died.
Right.
And you have to get a new freezer. I mean, you know, there's so many ramifications to this. But the thing is that, you know, with the state of Michigan financing our system through the Michigan Saves program, and you know, you can even get a well connect from me at the same time, and you know, we'll finance the whole thing with no money down. I mean, you're just investing in your house. If someone said, hey, you know, Randy, you need a new roof, and you say, well, I don't want to spend, you know, the money for a new roof. Well, all of a sudden, it creates all other kind of problems. Now you need a new ceiling. Now you need new carpeting, you know. You know, the thing is, we got to invest in your house and invest in peace of mind. And I can tell you that, you know, when I went out over the years on WellConnect sales calls, I can tell you that over 50% of the customers had a Generex. That's why I wanted to work with Generex, because I had so much experience. And people told me, Rich, this is the best thing I ever bought. You know, I was like, but, you know, it cost a fair amount of money. And they said, well, no, it's not. It's not the money. It's the investment in my house. I'm never without power. And you know, people tell me that they before they had their Generex, there was times that they had a week without power. And it could be in the middle of the winter, no heat, you know?
No well water.
No way to listen to Randy unless you go sit in the car.
Well, I want to give out the phone number, because Rich is available, like he said, to come out to your house for a free home inspection. And if you're interested, he can also talk to you, obviously, about a Well Connect unit, as we are the Northern Michigan local dealer for Well Connect, representing the factory in Alpena. But Rich can talk to you about that as well as a Generac. Take a look at your house, make sure that the square footage is calculated properly, advise you on which system to get. And if you call and get a hold of them before May 7th, now, folks, you only have a month and, 3 days to do this. But if you call and he comes out to your house, you will be given a 7-year extended warranty absolutely free. It's a $700 value, and it guarantees you that you won't have any problems with your unit at all. So give him a call. The phone number is 989-306-3656. And again, that number is also a cell phone, so you can text him at that number as well. I called Rich to add you into the show, and it went to voicemail on my first attempt, so that's why I had to call you back. But if you get his voicemail, it's probably because he's visiting with somebody. So just simply send him a text message, your name, your city, and your phone number, and then he'll give you a call back, schedule a home visit, and come and explain the program. Rich, I did want to ask you a question. We have federal income tax credits still in place regarding Well Connects. Is there any ancillary tax credits for a Generac system that you're aware of?
No, not that I'm aware of, but it's so reasonably priced, and it with financing with no money down, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you can get a little over $100 a month payment on it, and you're total peace of mind. The Well Connect does still have a 30% federal tax credit.
Right.
And but I can tell you, it really worries me about all the electrical stuff that is going on the grid. I don't know how you could, if you're Joe Biden, he wants everyone to have an electric car. Well, there's right. no way that the grid can handle that, you know. And it's just who knows what's going to happen in the future, but everyone needs to make their house a fortress. And a fortress, you need to have a Well Connect, you need a Generex, and you probably should be looking at solar. I mean, it's the reality of it, we have to be independent. We can't depend on other people to
right.
take care of our destiny, you know?
Well, the biggest thing that I'm looking at is if we end up with these brownouts and these electrical issues this summer, one thing that I'm really concerned about, of course, is the radio station. You know, just like we
right.
had the little glitch yesterday. And it's like I told Vicky, I said, we got to figure out a way, somehow, some way, we can move this unit or get it away from the meter. And maybe we have to pay for a bigger, longer cable, whatever needs to be done. But definitely, folks, give them a call, text message, 989-306-3656. I'll text you that number. Just text me Rich and I'll send it to you. Real quick, text message just came in. Can Rich give us any idea how much propane does it run? Does it cost to run a Generac whole house backup generator? If, example, power's out for 3-4 days, how much propane does it use?
Well, you're going to be looking at about 1 gallon an hour.
Okay. 1 gallon
and
an hour.
Remember, it's an engine, like a car engine, all right?
Sure. Yep.
So it's a, and propane is,
yep.
it has less density than natural gas.
Very
so
good.
It's a, so
yep.
it uses even less natural gas.
All right, Rich. Thank you so much, sir. Again, text me, Rich. I'll send you the number. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.